Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by AOL Music and Spinner.com, where you can get free MP3s, exclusive interviews, and more. Video bandwidth for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick T. Bartolo. This is episode 1056 for Monday, March 29th, 2010, the Encore Dual USB Charger.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Are you ready for a brand new week? I am. Let's kick it off.
It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new Daily Gizwiz. It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new Daily Gizwiz.
The worse your life,
day and a brand new week and a brand new day,
the better we sound.
It makes its own gravy.
The worse your life,
day and a brand new day and a brand new day,
the better we sound.
The worse your life,
the better we sound.
And now the star of our show, Dickie D. Hello, happy Monday, Ricardo.
Oh, wait a minute. There you go. Now you can speak. I had you turned off.
Hey, Leo, how you doing?
I hope you weren't singing along or anything.
I was singing the entire thing.
Oh, okay. Man.
That's all right. No, that's all right. No. Normally I'm embarrassed, but for some reason I just sang and I thought it sounded pretty good.
I've never actually heard you sing. Yeah.
I might get a recording contract out of this, but if you didn't record it, that's okay.
Dang, nabbit. Once again, I have left the button off. Did you have a good weekend? It's the first weekend of spring. As we record this, we had the first weekend of spring this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was pretty decent. Mm-hmm. And boating's time very soon.
Yay. Yeah.
Now, last week, it was a very exciting week because last week at this time, you had been crowd surfed to a new world record.
I did. And I believe it or not, the record, I think, still holds.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. And I understand in the past week, no more crowd surfing, but you were thrown out of a restaurant.
Yeah, how's that feel?
Or a phony credit card. So yeah, that's good.
It's close. I'm going to try.
Is there a badge for that?
Every week, I'm going to get a new Gowalla badge. crowd surfing last week, thrown out of a restaurant this week. Who knows what next week will hold? I'm thinking biting the tongue, a hooker tongue or something like that, you know. Just something wild, something crazy.
Well, you could be the only person ever thrown out of a restaurant in Petaluma for any reason.
No,
right?
I know. They're so happy when they see you.
They're
coming.
So kind there. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're basically willing to give you the shirt off their back. Not the food, but the shirt.
No, just shirt. Yeah. I know.
No, we're joking. People are going, what? Did you really? No, I didn't. Did I?
Oh, yeah. I want to hear the. Oh, it's so funny. Isn't it amazing?
People are so funny. They go, wow, what happened? Did it really happen? See, you got to be careful, Dick. They're talking about when I bit the hooker.
Oh, maybe. That happened. Could be. In the restaurant.
In the and restaurant. Then got thrown out. That's why they threw me out.
I accidentally told the whole story.
I didn't know it was the maitre d's daughter. I really didn't.
Neither did I. I would say that this should be on TMZ by 10 o'clock.
I got you. They're saying, well, you got us. Yeah, I got you. Huh? Yeah,
We got it.
So, good. So, spring is here, and it's you're probably in a good mood.
Yeah. Well, the first few days of spring, the park is ridiculous. It's like, you know, everybody's had cabin fever.
Oh, yeah.
And you can hardly get into the park. It's like 9,000 people down there, and the nannies, and the kids, and the... I don't know why they let the kids in the park. What is with that?
Man.
You know what?
They mess up the sandboxes. They get all the swings tangled. Just, you know, keep the kids out.
You know what? There is a park on Columbus Avenue, like West 83rd, where they have such inventive. They have like a big fire truck for kids to play in, and they have a little automobile for kids. It's really neat stuff. I wish... You know, it's the kind of thing that when I was a kid, you know what? If you were the person that I think you are, you should do a television studio thing outdoors so the kids could play television out in the sun.
Brilliant. I bet I could get a few podcasts out of that. Well, in fact, what am I doing sitting here? Let's just put some cameras out there.
Dick, you don't mind showing up at the park in Petaluma next week, do you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Basically, that's where all the new hosts are coming from.
Is there not a badge for most podcasting person?
There ought to be. There's silly badges on the these. You're talking about these like Foursquare and Gowalla badges.
Yeah. I mean, did you know if you are the most podcasting person?
I'm the mayor of the Twit Cottage.
Well,
if that
something.
Counts,
yeah, well, that's something. Yeah, I know. I have my picture out front. If you ever go out there, take a look. It's like take up the whole board.
Board. It's it just basically says the home of the Gizwiz and Leo Laporte.
Yeah, and others.
And others.
It doesn't even say Leo anymore.
And others.
And others.
And others. Dane did that. He couldn't wait to get my name off the front. The home of the Gizwiz, starring Dane Golden and some others.
And some others. And LL.
And LL.
Oh, you're initially, yeah, LL and others. Yeah.
LL and others. So, Dick, what's your gadget for this? I find the Monday gadget sets the tone for the whole week.
All right, well, you're going to like this little gadget. I bought it. I belong to, you're an avid shopper. Do you sign up for those Deal of the Day websites?
I don't even know about them. You mean like Roo La La?
Well, like Woot. There is a website called Deal of the Day. Then there's one, I think, called Big Sale of the Day.
Yeah.
And every day they send you one gadget. And a couple weeks ago, I bought this gadget for like $12. I think it was $13 with shipping. Yeah, the company's called Encore, and it's called Music Power.
Mm.
And it's a little device that little plug folds out of the back. So you plug it in a wall. Has a little internal battery that you charge. And when the little green light comes on front, it's fully charged. And then on the bottom, there are two USB outputs. So you can charge two USB devices. What I liked about it is that I let my phone go dead and plugged it in and charged up the phone. Worked fine. Green light shows you it's up to 90% power. Yellow light. Between, I think, 80 and 90%, and then red, get ready to recharge it. The amazing thing, Leo, is this morning when I was typing up my notes, I thought, I better just see if it's still $12. Well, turns out that Walmart now carries it and sells it for $8.54. So if you want a little backup device for your phone, for your it's anything that has a USB cable, which you supply. So you just get the unit, and the unit has its own built-in.
Since everything uses USB now, I think that's great.
Yeah. But I mean, for eight now, everywhere it was the battery does not have the capacity on it. But most of the way, and it's now widely available, but $8.54 is the cheapest I could find it.
I need that.
Most of the only thing I can find on websites is it says 500 milliamps per USB port. So possibly it's a 1,000 milliamp battery. The other thing I liked about it, but I can't find a replacement battery, it's the only one of these rechargeable units I've ever seen where the battery is removable. The problem is, I can't find any place that sells a replaceable battery, because normally these things you can use them about 1,000 times and then you throw the whole thing out. This one, if you could find a place that sells the battery, you could replace the battery in the back. Huh. But like I said, to throw in a backpack or something for the money. Walmart's the place to go. It's called the Encore Music Power Dual USB Port Charger. $8.54, and Walmart says if it's not in stock, they will send it free to your local Walmart store,
and then you go in and get it.
Because
they got a truck going that way anyway. So they just
exactly. They throw it on the truck.
Sure.
Hey, Dickie's talking about it. Throw 10 of them on the truck.
I love it. $9, that's a great deal.
It is a good deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal. Well, I guess that's all we have to say about it.
I can't think of any more. For $8.54, I'm not saying anything else.
That's not worth it.
Here come your letters, you love me. You love me.
notice how quickly that jingle began?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you'd notice, because in the past I've had a little trouble with jingles. Now I just...
Yeah, I once went out and had dinner and came back and it still had...
Now I just... I tap a key and it just starts playing. It's just like, boom. It's like it's like magic.
What's the name of the program? Tap a key?
Tap a key and boom. Look at that. It's so cool. I just love that. Boom. I could do that all day. Just tap that key. So I want to thank Will Hall from Will Hall Music for sending me... you know, it's funny because I saw these guys a year ago at Macworld Expo. Ambrosia Software, and they said, oh, we got the soundboard software. You would really like it. When it comes out, we'll let you know. They let me know. I never bought it. Will Hall says, I noticed you have a lot of jingles, and it's hard for you to cue them all up. You should get this soundboard software. So I did, and this is, I mean, from now on, the jingles, I just I press one letter, and it just, boom, any of these. Okay, well, so it didn't work exactly like I thought it would. You probably should only press one at a time.
That might be good. So, what, is
Colleen
Thursday
came
now?
Running in. Colleen says, "Everything all right?" Yeah. I meant to do that. Okay. Good. Yes. I meant to do that. Yeah. That's it. No, this is really this is good. This is it's from Ambrosia Software. It's called Soundboard, and I think it was like 30 bucks, something like that.
Wow, that's nice.
And you could put any of the jingle on here, and then you just play it. You press a letter. Give me a letter. Pick a letter, any letter.
K.
K. Press K. Oh, I don't have anything assigned to K.
Pick C. I'll C. go lower.
Press pick C. Oh, I turned it off. Okay, I'll start it.
Wait a minute.
It's,
now, using
it's foolproof.
The theory of ABC, A Monday, B Tuesday,
C. C. Listen.
E.
Okay, press E. I got to tighten some of these up because there's a little extra slack at the beginning of the tape. Isn't that cool?
That is neat.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Will. Will Hall Music. He actually does a website where he has all our Audible picks. So I really appreciate it. He does that anyway, and this is an addition to that.
All right. And it is very good that you played...
The letters,
the Michael,
theme.
The Michael Jackson letters theme.
You want that? I can do it again because just all I have to do is press a button. Yes, why?
Because it segues into today's letters. Rehearsals paid off once again.
Yes.
Bill Kenny writes, "I love the Daily Gizmos show. I listen. Oh, I listen just about every day." Bill, that's not quite. The
it's
answer we're
enough.
Looking for.
No, but, okay. I'm afraid not.
I listen just about every day. And Daily Gizwiz 1046. A comment was made that Michael Jackson's video, This Is It,
awesome,
was shot using a common camcorder. According to many sources, this is far from the truth. I was not there during the shooting, but it is widely known in cinematographer circles that This Is It was shot using... the camera at red.com.
Oh, it was a Red camera? Wow.
Oh, do you know about them?
Oh, yeah. That's twice twice as good as HD.
Leo, I went there, and the Red portable camera weighs 10 pounds, and I believe it's $35,000.
That's cheap, Dick.
Oh, so you're going to get it for Tuesday?
I'm ordering it. No, we actually, there's a great story behind all this. You've not heard of the Red camera.
No, I'm not until this, and it said that, well, I'll just finish the letter and you can tell him. Michael had a thing for using the best video capture devices
nothing better.
At the time of his recording. This time, his last, he picked the very best by far. Do visit their website, see how it works, and the many movies that have used Red digital cinema cameras. It would be an interesting device to have on a Daily Gizwiz show.
Yeah.
Leo.
It's a deal at 30. And you might say, well, how could that be a deal? But it is for what it does. So we actually have the guy who invented this, we've actually had one of his products on the show.
The Red Sauce? I don't think it's the same company, Leo.
Chef Boyardee? No.
Yeah. It's not the same.
Remember the Oakley Thumps, the sunglasses with the built-in MP3 player?
Yes, yeah.
The guy who founded Oakley is the guy who founded Red. He's an optical expert. besides making sunglasses, and he wanted to make the best camera possible for the lowest price possible. Now, $30,000 sounds like a lot, but you have to understand this is a 4K camera. It's twice as high resolution width, twice as high in height, means four times higher resolution than 1080p high-def video. And in fact, this camera is so good that there's nothing you can play it back on.
I was just going to say, what would you play it
you
on?
You can't.
Okay.
Alex Lindsay ordered one. A lot of people have ordered one. You know, a 1080p camera just a couple of years ago was $100,000 or $200,000.
Yeah.
A true 1080p camera. And so this is an amazingly low price compared to the kinds of film cameras they use in movie making and so forth. So, yeah, you know, now that you mention it, it doesn't surprise me. It seems like exactly what Michael Jackson would have used.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't see 4K when you watched it. They'd have to.
I saw max maybe 2 1/3K.
Exactly.
Because I went to a big, I saw it at the Ziegfeld, so it's a big theater.
Yeah.
So it was a little. Some of the K's were cut off at the very edge, but I saw a lot of K.
They are also making cameras that we may well use to replace our cameras. The Scarlett camera. See, we use a prosumer camcorders,
prosumer, right,
that have a tape drive in them and all sorts of extra stuff, you know, viewfinder that we don't really need. So the way that these red cameras work is you just buy the part that you need. If you just need the sensor, you just buy the sensor. If you just need you can add components. So the Scarlett that we would use, which is I think 3K, so it is higher resolution than high def, is only a few thousand dollars just for the sensor, which is all we would need. So
now,
aren't
you
going
to get to the point where you're going to start to have a makeup lady there?
Nah.
Isn't it kind of? No? Okay.
Nah.
Okay.
See how shiny I am? See how shiny my nose is? You don't see that.
It is shiny.
Yeah. You don't see that on real TV because they got a woman who comes out and hits you with a powder puff every 30 seconds. I don't like that. So I have
you shouldn't.
I have a little thing back here. I just rub
a bottle of scotch.
A piece of paper. I just read like a
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's
see
good.
It works. Now maybe it doesn't work that well. I do have something that professional.
Why don't you just hold the pillow up in front of your face and then you don't have to worry about it?
I could just cut off my nose despite my face. Oh, you're laughing. Now you're laughing.
I am.
Now you're laughing.
I am. That's pretty funny.
All right. Mr. D. Bartolo, you got to give you got to give me some time. Can I get 24 hours to find a piece of crap?
Tomorrow is Turn the Table Tuesday.
Yep. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
You're coming early because it takes that long to queue up the theme, but I'm sure you'll have something really good.
Are you kidding? I got it ready. Look at that. It's right there. See, it's ready. I'm ready. And now a lot of people got scared. They heard that song and they thought, oh my God, quick.
Yeah,
I wasn't prepared.
Get the
earmuffs. Leo's about to do a gadget. No, that was just a preview.
No, it's been good stuff for the past 3 weeks. Well, people are very disappointed.
Yeah,
me
too.
The mail's falling off drastically.
Don't worry. my streak is about to be broken.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Excellent. Dick, we'll see you then.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the day.
Its own gravy.
Yeah.